AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The director of France's Aviation Accidents Investigative Agency says it'll take a while to learn the cause of the German wing's jet crash in the Alps.
We hope to have a first rough ideas in a matter of days.
But the New York Times is quoting an investigator who's heard the cockpit voice recordings, saying that shortly after the flight took off from Barcelona, one of the pilots was locked out of the cockpit, even tried breaking down the door after he knocked and wasn't allowed entry. An American mother and daughter are among the 150 people killed in the crash. Yvonne Selke of Noakesville, Virginia, worked for a federal contractor in Washington. Her daughter, Emily, was a recent graduate of Drexel University. President Obama is giving cautious backing to Saudi Arabia's intervention in Yemen. The president fled Yemen after Shiite rebels and their allies moved on his last refuge in the south.
A White House spokeswoman notes the Saudis are acting at the request of Yemen's elected president and in concert with the Gulf Cooperation Council and following a UN vote denouncing the onslaught by Shiite rebels. The statement says while U.S. forces are not taking direct action in Yemen, the president has authorized logistical and intelligence support.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. Well, so much for a slow start to the nation's tornado season. Oklahoma got hit hard Wednesday. Tulsa County Sheriff's Captain Billy McKelvey says a trailer park in Sand Springs appears to be the worst hit.
Pretty much destroyed by this storm. And there at the trailer park, we have one confirmed fatality.
And at least 15 people hurt. Tornadoes seen elsewhere in Oklahoma as well as Arkansas, but no injuries reported from those. The 35-year-old mother of two Detroit children whose frozen bodies were found in a deep freezer in their home is due in court on five counts of first-degree child abuse. This is AP Radio News. Police say there's no evidence that a California woman who'd been reported abducted by her boyfriend and who disappeared for 2 days was actually kidnapped. Vallejo police said in a statement late Wednesday, it appears the disappearance of Denise Huskins was an orchestrated event and not a kidnapping. A former University of Oklahoma fraternity member caught on video leading a racist chant has apologized for his role in the incident. Levi Pettit spoke after meeting with members of Oklahoma's Legislative Black Caucus.
Let me start by saying that I'm sorry. Deeply sorry. I'm so sorry for all the pain that I've caused. I want you all to know that directly from me.
Pettit says he's upset and embarrassed that he failed to stop the chant, but he declined to tell reporters who taught him the chant or where he learned it. Florida is climbing the ranks of most populous states and fastest-growing cities. The Villages, west of Orlando, ranks as the nation's fastest-growing metro area last year. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.